Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewAday.ca. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net and Video Game Sophistry, which you can usually hear Sundays at 7 p.m. on AM 640 on the Chorus Radio Network. Be sure to check that out. I think there's a link in the episode description below. I review video games. I do some blogs over there now. It's a good time. You should check me out because, hey, that's what I do. Well, guys, this is the first true rad of 2016, and I'm excited to actually do this game today. We're going to be taking a look at Ubisoft's Far Cry Primal, but I'm going to start things off by telling you how this game made me husband of the year. So when this game came out in very late February, I decided to order my wife some flowers just to say, hey, I love you, and to surprise her, because, you know, why not? So what happened is, my wife happened to be home from work that day, so I was kind of hoping the delivery driver would drop off the flowers, and I could say, hey, honey, here you go. So she's home, and she was wondering why there was a FedEx guy coming to the door. I'm thinking, yeah, that's Far Cry Primal. So I literally had to post on Twitter, waiting for Far Cry, the UPS guy is coming, blah, 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 blah. So eventually, she comes to the door, and the FedEx guy hands her a bunch of flowers. And she's like, why would the Ubisoft people send Mike flowers? Well, it's a caveman game, flowers, big plants, why not? And so eventually, my wife puts two and two together when she walks into the bedroom and says, this came for... And then she sees the card, and she's like, oh my God! So decided to tag Ubisoft on Twitter. And what can I say? I'm still husband of the year. Actually, I'm pretty sure her lilies are actually still alive as of this recording. So, yeah, thanks Ubisoft. I'm husband of the year. I don't know what I'm going to do to top this, but we'll figure it out. So, what is Far Cry Primal? Well, as we jump into gameplay / storyline, this is the story of Tokar, the Beastmaster. And he's basically going through the land of Oros to unite the Winja people to defeat these other people that are like masters of fire. They're these flesh-eating guys. But first he has to build a population in a village before he can really take these guys sort of head-on. And the more people you collect, more things unlock. Like, you might get more experience. They might be able to find more resources for you. Other, like, I guess you'd call them prime villagers, offer you more skills and the skill kind of upgrades you. Like, maybe one person allows you to gather more items. One person allows you to use your owl. That's right, you get an owl. It makes Hedgewig look like a pussy, because this guy can kill things. And you can also do it to craft different kinds of weapons, stuff like that. It's actually incredibly, incredibly cool. And because it's a Far Cry game, there's this incredible open world. Now, you did hear me say the Beastmaster. That means you can actually go out there and tame different types of animals. There's like cave lions, mountain bears, like woolly mammoths, saber-toothed tigers. My current favorite is I have a black panther. I've nicknamed Dr. Wily because I have a little black kitten. He's my constant companion because he has like wicked stealth. But I also have a pair of cave bears I call Yogi and Boo Boo, so they're pretty awesome. And it's really kind of fun. Just like half the fun of this game for me is hunting these creatures down and taming them, which I think is so friggin' cool. Now, normally when you think of Far Cry, you think of guns, like machine guns, Uzis, rocket launchers, whatever. No, here you literally have clubs and spears. But one of the cooler items outside of like your bow and arrow, because I'm totally Hawkeye in this, you get a bomb where you can throw bees at people. Literally, you are living the Simpsons meme where like you can have the thing that shoots bees at people. I think that's just kind of funny. But yeah, so the gameplay, it's kind of fun because like, it's mostly melee based. So one of my favorite tactics is to literally run into a crowd of these people and just start spearing people in the head. So it's like headshot, 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 headshot. I kind of wonder if I've broken the game by doing that, but it's ridiculously fun too. One of the other things you can do, there are Ubisoft rewards. There's the Ubisoft Uplay system. If you sign into that and spend some of your Ubisoft points, which you can do just by doing certain objectives in the game, or if you have another game like, say, Just Dance 2016, you can spend those points and unlock additional upgrades. There's actually a weapon you can unlock that way, which will make conquering the land of Oros just a little bit easier. not as awesome as some of these, say, Assassin's Creed items you can get, but still pretty awesome just the same. The game length should take you well over 15 hours, give or take. You could probably get 20-25 hours plus out of this easy, just by exploring the entire map. Which, one of the criticisms that has been leveled at this game is the map is remarkably similar to Far Cry 4. And when you look at them pretty much overlaid with each other, you really can't deny that. But I'm kind of okay with it because the gameplay, to me, is varied enough. If I did have another complaint, I might say the storyline's a little bit weak. There is no super memorable villain like Voss or the guy from Far Cry 4, Pai Ming, or whatever the hell is... The guy in the pink suit. I would say that's kind of a detriment to it. However, though, some of the people that you'll work with, some of your supporting cast, are kind of funny. There's this crazy, whacked out shaman type guy who lets you communicate with animals, more or less. There's another one armed warrior who literally calls you Piss Man, which is really weird. There's the woman you rescue at the beginning of the game, and yeah, like everybody else really gets a role. You yourself as a character, you're not really there, but I'm kind of okay with that. So take it or leave it in terms of uber depth, but gameplay-wise, I really like it. Storyline-wise, could be a little bit better. Now, to talk about the graphics for this game, I'm really kind of liking how they present this world, especially at night. Like, I can see things moving in the shadows. I can see the eyes of the creatures looking at me. Like, you know how you look at a creature in the dark? And if the light hits their eyes just a certain way, you can see them kind of charging at you. It's a little bit frightening when you see, like, a pack of, like, say, six to ten wolves charging at you. You just see these little beady eyes floating in the darkness. Another thing that I really like, it's the emoting of the characters. Like, watching some of the performances, which I'm pretty sure were all motion captured, really, really, really shine through. Also, just kind of watching how people fight in combat, how people will actually duck behind stuff while they're charge at you. It's nice to see the enemy AI begin to think and begin to kind of move around. I also kind of like going underwater in this too. It just, there's something about this particular Far Cry that makes me feel a little bit more immersed in the world, because I know the world is not lived in like ours. So that may be just more of a psychological thing, more so than anything. But it's a nice looking game. Not the nicest looking game on the PlayStation or Xbox, but hey, it's still a really good looking game, considering what it is currently based around. Animals look pretty good. One of my favorites, like I said, is the Black Panther and the Cave Lion. There's just something about those particular character models that I'm a huge fan of. They just seem to breathe a lot of life into it as well. Plus, fire effects look really neat. I love the light and shadows. You might see a bonfire in the distance at night, and you can just see light kind of dancing around the campfire area, and you can use shadows to your advantage too. Although you can also get blinded by the campfire light too, so maybe you're not as accurate with your arrows or by throwing your spear. So it's immersive from that regard. To talk about the sound in this game, it's a lot of wildlife, and a lot of it sounds, once again, really, really, really good. One of the things that really impressed me, and I was listening to an interview about this game recently, it turns out the language spoken by Tokar and everybody else in the game, that's based upon a real language. In fact, I think it may actually be a real language. I know the voice actor for Tokar actually had to learn how to pronounce all these lines, and there were these, like, professors from, like, I want to say, like, a Canadian university telling him how to pronounce things, and then he would emote the performance. And I really like that. That's one thing I think this game, I think, did well. Despite it being in a caveman language, you do feel the weight of the performances with it. Like, you can feel some of the desperation, especially when, I think her name is Sola, or the woman you rescue at the beginning of the game, when she's telling you how the Winja people have more or less been wiped out and she wants revenge. You can really tell that in the voice. The fact that she collects the ears of her enemies is a little screwed up, but you really get that in there, and I really, really, really like that too. And of course, enemies scream at you, animals roar at you. I never knew what sound a tapir made before this, but hey, now I do. In terms of multiplayer slash extra, there is no extra content in terms of a multiplayer, which is really, really, really nice. I can't imagine a multiplayer for something like this being really fun anyway. Surprisingly, there's no Season's Pass. There was a digital collector's edition, which did give you some, I think, some very early boosts. Like, maybe you got some stuff in the skill tree unlocked a little bit early. But like I said, you can use the Ubisoft Uplay system to unlock some additional things, some additional items. You can also get the soundtrack this way as well. But overall, Far Cry Primal, is it worth playing? Absolutely. I really had a fun time with this game, especially wandering around finding some of the Easter eggs. There's a Blood Dragon Easter egg where you can literally find the skeleton of a Blood Dragon. You can find the Flintstones car. It's like submerged in like a lake. And I'm really hoping that the next time they do a Far Cry, I am begging and pleading, for the love of God, give me a Blood Dragon sequel. Because that soundtrack was amazing. Power Glove, by the way. But no, Far Cry Primal, it's a concept that sounds kind of stupid on paper. But once you get playing it, like once you get into like the first hour or so, depending on how you approach it, if you're willing to let yourself open up to it, it's a really fun experience. And you've never quite played a game like this, or at least I never have. It's a familiar system in a unique setting, and I really, really, really like that. Like I said, I've never played a caveman before that wasn't like Joe and Mac on the Super Nintendo, or maybe Torg, I think, on the NES. But Far Cry Primal, you can get this for your PS4, Xbox One, and the PC. And like I said, I definitely think it's worth checking out. So guys, that's pretty much going to do it for me. The next game I should be checking out should be either The Division, or I'm looking into a couple other different games. I know I was originally going to do a review of Street Fighter V. I'm going to hold that until June. You might be asking, well, why? That's months after release. I want to see what the single-player content's going to be. I want a full game before I can judge it. As an esports platform, yeah, it's fine. But I'm a single-player kind of guy. So we'll talk about that again when that swings around. But I think Jamie's going to be doing Dark Souls 3 for me. And some other stuff. I also may play you some of the reviews I'm doing on AM640 and during the end of certain episodes. So, on Twig. So be looking for that. So anyway, guys, until next time, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodson. Live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on reviewaday.ca.